Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Updated weather. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Snow. 19 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning, 1000 hours. Snow, 21 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Good morning, 1100 hours. Snow, 23 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 24 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 25 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 26 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 26 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 27 degrees.
KCACWD. You have the whole camera with you.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 27 degrees.
KCHYZF Mobile. KCHYZF Mobile.
KC8YVF from KFA-EDQ, how are the roads out there?
Not too bad. They're a little slippery in spots, but most of it is, they're just wet, so. Yeah, right now I'm getting, trying to get through downtown here. The circus is in town, so they are, trying to back this semi-trailer down one of the side streets and blocking Washington downtown here across from the event center. So, oh no, it's the Monster Truck Show. The Mega Monster Truck Show trailers are in town, so that's what we got this weekend down here.
Roger that. Yeah, I did see signs for the circus too, but I thought that they were down closer to Flint at the moment, but I think that the Shrine Circus is on their way. I'm playing with the radio. Seems like conditions are pretty good right now. I haven't checked 40 meters, but 20 meters is pretty good. was playing FD8, so I made contact with somebody from Uruguay just a few minutes ago. So I'll be checking out 40 meters soon. But I put an order on a Wolf River Coils antenna, like a little vertical antenna. So I'm hoping that it comes in before this weekend, because I want to try and give it a whirl. Now back to you.
All right, yeah, I've seen them down there at Dayton all the time when I go down for Hamvention. They got a booth down there every year, but yeah, I've just stuck with the wire antennas. Easier to do, typically, to put up in that. And I do have a vertical that I bought from Alpha Antennas. And matter of fact, Dave W8DW won a $100 gift certificate from them, and he says, well, they don't have any antennas that I would use or I would want, so this coupon's no good. He says, you want it? And I said, well, yeah, I'll take it. So I did find I've got a vertical. I've used it once, but that's been it. But I've got it in case I need it for emergency something, put it up quick. It's basically a 19-foot telescoping whip with one ground plane wire, and you just pound a stake that comes with it in the ground, and then the antenna mounts onto that and run out your radio. And then depending on which band that you want to work, you pull up so many sections of the whip and then go from there. So it's about as much on a vertical that I've had experience with, not much.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I was in the market for a mobile HF antenna because I want to start doing POTA activations at some point, and it'd be nice to have something. This will be my first mobile HF antenna, I think. Besides, I do like those. It was recommended to me from KEHCV, Clayton there, I think his name is. He recommended those radio wave double bazookas, and so I have I've got a couple of those. I've got a 20 and a 40, and I really like them. I like those, so it'd be nice to be able to set up something like that on a mast that like comes out of the hitch of my pickup or something. But then somebody turned me onto these Wolf River Coils, and they seem pretty slick, so I'm looking forward to trying them out for the first time. But I plan on coming out there to the airport this weekend. I'll be probably walking dogs as usual in the morning, but then I'll get cleaned up and then head out to the airport to hang out for maybe an hour or so. I don't know. I don't plan on bringing any radios with me, so I'd be glad to like try out and check out somebody else's gear too. I'm interested in that. I think it's PSK is the one digital mode that's available for field day. So I'm curious to learn more about that. So I don't know how I fell into FT8 so easily, but I just haven't looked at PSK. So maybe if I get an opportunity to do that, I'd be pretty happy.
Well, Tom will be out there. He's running the PSK-31. And then Fred, KEAQCO, he's running the JS call. So both of those digital modes out there. I have a sideband station out there, so I will have that. Dave W8DW is supposed to be out there to run CW, but I'm not sure if he is bringing his own antenna to set up, or sometimes he's just used mine and we've just switched gears. So he'll work CW for an hour, I'll work voice for an hour, or back and forth. So yeah, we'll do that. We'll be out there. Setup starts at 9, so I'll be leaving the house about 8 in the morning to get out there, get the doors unlocked, and get in, unless Mike beats me out there, unlock it first. And contest goes on the air at 11. We usually run to about 10:30 at night till everybody kind of gets tired. And then we head home for the night, and then we come back on Sunday about 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday And we usually work till about 1 or 2, or excuse me, till about noon or 1 o'clock. And then we try and get everybody out of there early enough. It runs till like 4 in the afternoon, but they have to tear down in the cold and that at night. It's bad enough setting up, going to be bad enough setting up Saturday morning. So, yeah, we're out there.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, I'll probably be at the shelter till about 11:30 or so. So I might not be able to make it out there till closer to 1. So I'll should I bring anything? Is there going to be food that I can contribute to? What's the situation with that?
Well, food, what we do, we're on our own for lunch, so most guys will bring, like me, I'll just bring, you know, something to drink and some potato chips or something to munch on while I'm working. Dinner, we usually do about 6 o'clock, and whoever wants to do dinner, it's on your own, but we generally say, you know, we've had pizza before, we've had tacos or Taco Bell before, we've had, you know, submarine sandwiches before, so whatever we feel like as a group to who's going to be there for dinner, and then we put in an order, somebody goes, gets it, and divvy up the, you know, money or whatever to pay for it then. So it's kind of whatever sounds good that night, what everybody's in the mood for. So no potluck or anything for this one, since we generally have maybe 3 or 4 people that are around for dinner. I know typically Fred, Tom, myself, and Mike will be there. They're usually the 4 of us. Dave normally only works part of the day on Saturday, and he had some to have dinner with Mary. So it's whoever else is out there that wants to stay and you know, stay for dinner, then we'll pick what we want then.
All right, roger. Yeah, all right. No worries. I'll probably eat before I show up, so that way I'm not hungry. Well, I'll be checking out people's radios, I guess, or their setups, and seeing what's going on. But I figured I'd give you a call. I haven't talked to you on the radio in a minute, so my Meshtastic device, it rebooted while I was writing settings to it, and so now it's stuck in a boot loop, and I haven't done anything about it. I'm probably going to have to flash the firmware from scratch in order to get rid of the settings. I bet you one of the settings files got corrupted, and now it doesn't want to boot.
Yeah, just do it. Have it erase everything and reload it. And depending on which version you were upgrading from, one of the, like from the 1-point version to the 2-point version, something like that, it rewrote it anyhow. You lost all your settings unless you backed it up. And even on that 1-point settings, you couldn't back it up. So, one of the versions, depending on what you're going from, will totally erase what was there no matter what you do, because it's such a different. And the version that I just put on mine, it's like a 2.7 something. Wow, that's a completely different animal. They really changed a lot on the firmware, and a lot of different screens, and it was quite a big change for it. I showed it to Mike, KD8MMH, when we were at the last club meeting, that the upgrades, he's got a big, kind of a big learning curve again.
All right, gotcha. Yeah, I kind of want to set up one of those solar nodes, like something similar to what you ordered. I don't know what I'm waiting for. It's just I'm not super excited about Meshtastic. It's a pretty neat thing, but I guess its popularity has kind of exploded over the past year or so. So maybe it's something I should look into. But I've been so busy learning and playing around with the HF portion of things lately, that I just don't really have time for much else. I play my video games occasionally, and then I play radio occasionally, and then the rest of the time I'm usually kind of busy. But Not too busy today. I haven't been outside in 2 days. I don't know if I told you that already. It's been cold, and I've been staying warm. So we'll see how this weekend goes. But all right, drive safely home. I'll probably won't talk to you again until this weekend. So I'll be clear on your final. This is KFAEDQ.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, we got our Aries training tomorrow, so I'll be out at the airport tomorrow for that, and then out there Saturday. And I'm not sure what, boy, this week I normally take Weiss going home because of the detour stuff and that on Davenport, and something must be going on Davenport because all this week the traffic has been absolutely terrible on Weiss here. I waited 6 traffic lights to get through the corner of Mackinac and Weiss, and I'm probably going to do that again tonight. I was backed up halfway from Mackinac, halfway to Bay Road, backed up with traffic. So not sure what's going on, but I don't like this. Normally my commute's fairly easy, but everybody seems to have moved over to Weiss here to get home this week. But yep, Mystastic, the solar node. I bought mine from Seed, S-E-E-E-D, Studio. I was going to build one. The build one was going to cost about $300, and this was like $89 complete. And it's been up on my roof all winter long, and it stayed at about 95 or better on the battery condition, even in the winter and the snowy days. So it's doing real well.
Roger, roger that. Seed with three echoes in there, I'm assuming. I'm on their website now, and I'll see. I don't know. I'll search. Oh, Meshtastic. Here we go. Meshtastic device. We'll check it out. All right. Thank you for the tip. Other than that, I've been spinning the dial on sideband 2 today, but I haven't made contact with anybody. I recently got an antenna analyzer that's, I've had a nano VNA and I scanned my vertical with it because the vertical antenna is what I use with my sideband radio. And, so I got, the nano VNA, I have doubts about the accuracy of at least my nano VNA. So I got a rig expert, I don't know what the model is. It's black. I don't know what it looks like. It's USB-C powered. It's a Rig Expert Stick Pro. It reads up to 600 megahertz. So I can do more accurate scanning of my vertical antenna because I think I may have messed something up. I made a mistake at the top part of the antenna, and so the antenna tunes pretty good on 10 and 15 meters, then it gets thrown off on 20, 40 it looks okay, 80 doesn't look very good at all. So I gotta bring it back down and make an adjustment on it, so I'm kind of looking forward to really getting that antenna tuned up properly. But, you know, that's not going to happen until it gets warmer out. But until then, it's good for 10 and 15. You can talk on 20 and you can talk on 40, too, but not so much on 80. So I plan on getting all that straightened out in the spring, but I've been playing with those double bazooka antennas, center-fed. But, yeah, I think that's about it. I'll see you this weekend at field day. So this is KFAEDQ.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, we'll see you then. Yeah, the radio waves are good antennas. The other antenna that you've got is good. And then, I was just going to tell you. Little Tar Heel is a very good antenna for mobile applications. You can get them where they're self-tuning. So you basically key up your radio, and it'll tune the internal coil for that band. So I was looking. I was going to go mobile. I got a mobile radio, but it's never made it out of the basement. It's always been in my shack. So that was the intent I was going to get for it. So, again, like most of those, they're not cheap, but that's another brand to look at for mobile applications. So 73, have a good night. We'll talk to you later, KC, YVF.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 22 degrees.